Chapter 36, Derailed. At 12:01 a.m. on November 17th, the Madam Special, powered by two diesel locomotives, departs the terminal in downtown Madam, heading east through town. It moves down the track past Madam Stadium, where 102 spectators watch the passing of the inaugural train. "This is my gift to the people of Madam, a train day they will never forget. I'm bringing them all the drama and excitement of a big Hollywood movie. This is the day of the bridge, the first crossing of the Madam Special." The train picks up speed as it crosses Oak Street, Elm Street, Poplar Street, Maple Street. At each intersection, it's cheered on by crowds of plastic people. Little do they know that the train carries hazardous cargo. The tank cars are filled with red phosphorus. The coal veyor is piled high with the pink powder. Even the caboose is loaded. I know I'll never touch these controls again. Once they send me away, I'll be locked up forever. My father will turn my bedroom into a study. George Fuller will sleep soundly through the night. Melissa Haverman will leave her bedroom shades open. Freddie Perdue will have to find some other kid to beat on. Everybody will be happy. The train enters East Madam. The track curves to the left, climbs a hill, passes Madam Hospital, crosses over itself on a short trestle bridge, and heads back into downtown. Once again, the people cheer as it passes the stadium on the other side. Me? I'll be in my khakis and chambray, veins sluggish with rhino tranquilizer. The train, picking up speed now, approaches the West Madam Tunnel. There's a danger sign as it enters the tunnel. Some problem with the track ahead. The engineer ignores the warning. As the train exits the tunnel, it hits a bad section of track. Cars rattle and sway. Wheels chatter. Phosphorus spills from the coal veyor onto the steel rails. Here it comes. A huge crowd, 153 plastic people, is waiting at the entrance to the Andrew Morrow Bridge. The train slows as it begins its crossing. The scene is one of great excitement, anticipation, and joy. Several people have climbed up to the bridge cables to watch the inauguration. Troubled teens, no doubt. The mayors of East Madam and West Madam are waiting at the exact center of the bridge, each of them holding a champagne bottle to break across the bow of the locomotive as it passes. Suspender cables quiver as the train rolls majestically onto the bridge. One of the teenagers falls from the main cable and lands headfirst on the second locomotive. Oh no, he's hurt. The train doesn't stop. Another boy falls from the bridge, this time into the nameless abyss. Death has come to Madam.